One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. I wonder where the idiots are at.
Hello.
Where the fuck is Captain Asshole at?
You're already here.
Eat shit, Taco Burrito Man.
My god, the first thing I heard was eat shit, Taco Burrito Man, and it was so loud.
I was thinking we could either revisit Andor, or the other option is we rank all 11 Star Wars movies.
It's been a hot minute since I've seen Andor, so ranking might be better for me. But it's up to y'all. I don't care either way.
So it's rank the 11, and what was the other option?
Revisit Andor, since that was our first, the first episode of the podcast, but y'all weren't here. We never
I've recently-ish rewatched Andor, so.
So have I. But Exotic said he hasn't.
I didn't really like it.
It's like the best series that Disney has released hands. You know what? I'm not going to get into this right now. Just save it for
later. This is perfect, though, because we have a dissenter in the chat.
Okay, fine. Yeah, Andor. I send Andor.
I'm pretty sure we went over this. Like, I'm pretty sure we had like a question of like favorite series, and we had this whole argument already.
I don't remember that. You part of a different Star Wars podcast, buddy?
No, I'm about 95% sure that we've had a question.
Ooh, hold on. 95% sure. So there's 5% doubt?
Yeah.
I like those odds. My money's on the 5%.
I don't know if it was a question, but I know it was brought up. And I've said that. I didn't really like Andor.
The doubt
like,
is sowing itself.
Just trying. It's probably been a while.
We're down to probably now. It was 95% sure. That's probably.
No, I said it's probably been a while.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you want to go back and listen to every single one of our episodes and see when it was brought up, you can.
Wait, what was the thing that was brought up? Sorry, I was typing.
Oh, I've already expressed that I didn't really like Andor.
And what?
What do you mean? It was like a question or it was like
another thing. I swear this is my first time hearing you say this, and I listen to all of our episodes.
Like I said, about 95% sure we've brought it up before.
It keeps fluctuating. First it was I'm sure, then it was I'm 95% sure, then it was probably. Now we're back to 95% sure at least. Confidence going the other way.
I said it's probably been a while.
Oh,
that had nothing to do with my...
It's probably been a while. So you don't even know when it's been.
No, I don't. That's why you're looking.
I've gotten under his skin, folks. I already went here.
We haven't even started yet.
I just got done with the car ride. I'll go to fucking sleep. Fuck y'all.
All right, so Andor?
Sure.
Okay, bye. Hey everyone, and welcome to The Force Unscripted. It's your boy Nikita here with my co-host Winchy and Exotic. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Did you just grumble at me?
Said what up?
Oh, all I heard was thought you were like, is he growling at me? Exotic is part of the furry community. I don't know if you guys know that. His whole IGN is Exotic Fox. He's been a avid and influential member in the
definitely
furry
not
community.
Part of my name. That's crazy. Like, you can insinuate all you want.
So you're saying you've never been referred to. So wait, hold on. So you're saying you've never been referred to as Exotic Fox. That's ever been your name?
I'm talking about it's actually part of my name.
Yeah, I know. But you are Exotic Fox, right?
That was once my...
So you don't deny the Exotic Fox allegations is what I'm asking you here.
No, that was my name before.
No, yeah. So you do not deny the Exotic Fox allegations.
But I'm saying Fox is part of my name.
Correct, but you do not deny the Exotic Fox allegations.
You can put out whatever allegations you want, but...
So as you can see, this affluent member of the furry community is here as a part of our podcast. He represents not only Star Wars nerds, but the furry community at large. Thank you so much for being a representative of the great community that is the furry community. Nothing?
No, ignoring you seems to work better than trying to fight with you.
Oh, guys. Okay, anyways. Today we're here to talk about Andor, actually, with the final announcement that the season is going to be starting up in April of 25. We decided to revisit Andor because the first time we talked about Andor was the very first episode of this podcast ever, and Exotic and Winchy weren't a part of the squad back then. So it's time to revisit because we never finished it technically. So I'm very much excited to continue to talk about Andor. I think that as a series, Andor is the best thing that Disney has put out. And I think as far as movies go, Rogue One is definitely the best thing that Disney has put out, in my opinion, at least. And so getting to talk about Andor and the upcoming Andor season 2 is going to be absolutely fantastic.
I can agree with you on Rogue One, but not Andor.
The what? The,
God, okay, he just wants opinion, to no, get no, beat.
Yeah. Like, okay. So what is the best series that Disney has put out then?
The best series?
The best series. If it's not Andor, what is it? What do you think is better than Andor? Go ahead.
Are we counting season 7 of Clone Wars? That is a series that they put out.
It's not a series. It's a season of a series, but it's not the entirety of their series. That's mostly Cartoon Network's work. So no, they can't take the W for that one. I'm sorry.
Fine. Mandalorian then. Mandalorian is better than Andor.
You think Mandalorian?
Yep.
You think?
Wow.
Bro, I love Mando. Not season 3, not so much. And the Luke Skywalker scene will be forever goated. But no, I do not think that Mando is better than Andor.
Season 3, not so much, my ass.
What do you mean, my ass?
Season 3 is like the best one.
I was just saying that as a shout out to the film Bros Against You. I love all of Mando.
I was really confused about who you were for a moment.
hey, for once, I pulled the cover over his face, over his eyes. He couldn't see. I'm learning. I'm adapting. They're still talking about that shit on Twitter anyway.
Don't worry. It's like, you know, like when people say, like, if you give a monkey a typewriter, eventually it'll write out, like, whatever.
Well, yes, because I did a force fact, including that little tidbit.
Okay, well, typewriter.
You lost.
They'll get there eventually. they'll get there eventually.
Romina Exotic, like, what the fuck?
So
if they type enough times on Twitter, eventually they'll have a good take.
That's so toxic. I'm gonna have to send this to them. Anyways, no, I don't think that Mando is better than Andor, but we can save that for another time. This is all about Andor, and I loved a lot of things about Andor. That I feel like a lot of, actually, I would even go so far as to say that, like, Andor mostly does a great job at, how do I say this? Like, they do a great job at humanizing parts of the Empire. Like, one of the things that, you know, that is discussed and brought up in Legends, and Luke kind of lives with this for, like, you know, all of his life post Return of the Jedi, is that, like, he destroyed the Death Star. And, you know, being associated with the Empire kind of inherently makes you mucky. But, like, you know, the Empire changed their life for the better. And so at some point you have to admit that Luke Skywalker killed millions of innocent lives. And so this series shows, what's the word, the humanity of the people who are within the Empire. And we see that in, like, the case of Cyril. Like, Cyril's just trying to do what he thinks is right, not conceding on his morals, fighting for the end goal, and then ended up failing, getting bitched at by his mother. Tries to go back and succeed, sees his opportunity, and you know, he fucking pulls the trigger on it. Like, it's just, I feel like any human trying to make it in that situation would have tried, maybe not the same way, but have still put the same effort into, you know, trying to shoot their shot. So, like, I feel like it brings a human aspect that nothing else in Star Wars does when it comes to the Empire.
You know, most of, like, Star Wars media, there's some Force user, right? A Jedi or a Sith or a small green child, whatever it might be. But Andor has none of that. It's just normal people living their normal people lives. I mean, some of them are more or normal than others. Some of them have laser swords that come out the sides of their spaceships. But none of them are Force users. So it's nice to have a series where it's just focused on normal people.
I think that's why it really didn't grab my attention. Because, like, whenever I watch Star Wars, I want to see, you know, badass fucking motherfuckers going at each other with swords, motherfuckers in armors flying around shooting each other, fucking magical force just fucking everything up. It's just, Andor's just a little bland for me. I think that's why I didn't really like it.
So he's mad because there's no Wookiee Jedi in it.
Yeah, basically.
You know what? Honestly, Exotic, I understand you. I feel like that just means you're a more immature Star Wars fan. Because I feel like in a world that's post-prequels, where we're getting Star Wars series, like, sure, it's cool that, like, there's a lot of action and stuff. But, like, I want something that shows this kind of things. Like, because not only that, like, you got to think about this goes into the what is like the founding roots of the rebellion, right? Like, you get to see Mon Mothma, who we know becomes chief of state after DS2 blows up in the Emperor's death. To see a character that, you know, we really don't have much about even in this day and age, but we have more than what we had in the original trilogy, who is the leader of the rebellion, the leader of the New Republic, and you get to see them like having to deal with a fucking emotional outlashing from their child. I understand how it can be mundane, but like, I like the small little things that make the characters that we know just a little bit more relatable. Because a lot of people have been in that situation, if not the parent, then the actual, you know, outbursting teenager. I don't know, it's cool. You see how characters with certain idiosyncratic tendencies, you know, come to be. I just think it's cool.
Well, I'm kind of like thinking, but
I'm waiting for Exotic.
It's just like, I don't know. I need something to grab my attention, and Andor just didn't really grab it. I mean, yeah, it was interesting to watch, but you can't fucking ask me like anything that really happened in it. Like, the only thing that I really remember from watching it is the prison scene. That was pretty much it.
Damn, he really hates good shows.
I mean, I'm not saying that it was bad, like, in any way. I'm just saying I didn't enjoy it.
There wasn't enough Michael Bay explosions for him, and so it lost his attention.
I mean, I don't even like Michael Bay movies.
He just wants to see people stick their hands out and shit float around. I got it.
I mean, all I'm saying is if Kal Naka made a cameo, I probably would have been more interested.
In Andor? God, bruh. Anyways,
he's the Wookiee Jedi.
Fuck. God, such an immature ass.
Or here, more realistic cameo, Bo-Katan. There you go.
Bro, we got a cameo from The Force Unleashed. Like, we got the Starkiller armor was in the back.
Yeah, but it's still not canon, so it doesn't matter.
How do you know? It could be. There's nothing stopping. But there's nothing stopping fucking Starkiller from being canon. You don't know that yet. We haven't seen Ahsoka season 2.
That's why I said yet. It's not canon yet, so it don't matter. Whenever it becomes canon, then it'll matter.
Eat my ass. You've gotten us so fucking derailed with your fucking Andor bullshit. Andor is great, man.
Like I'm saying, it's not a bad series. I personally just didn't enjoy it.
Okay, well, tell us what you enjoyed about it then.
The prison scene. That's like the only thing I remember from it.
That's it?
Like, that was, yeah, that was a really cool scene. I liked the, you know, I don't even know how to fucking explain really the scene, but like just the process of them trying to figure out how to get the fuck out of there. That was pretty cool.
Yes, if that's all you have to say, then goddamn. Like, this series is so complex. You could do 3 episodes straight about Andor, in all honesty. The references to the Rakkadan Empire. When it comes to the Rebellion, you've got 2 ends of the spectrum. You've got Mon Mothma and Saw Gerrera, both extremists in their own rights. And I just think that going into just everything about the fucking Chandralan Senator, like, it's crazy.
I just can't really get into it. I don't know.
Have you tried to get into it?
Yes, I've watched it twice.
Twice?
Yep.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to call bullshit on this. I'm going to call bullshit on this because if you were so uninterested in it, why did you go back and rewatch it? Explain.
Because we brought up before, you know, even though unscripted, we brought up before that we were probably going to do another thing on Andor.
How long ago was that, Exotic?
Like 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay, yeah. So, still unscripted because you didn't know we were going to be recording this today.
Not at all.
Exactly.
So I watched it when it came out and then I rewatched it about 4 or 5 months ago.
And nothing caught you.
Nothing.
Okay, anyways. Welcome to The Force Unscripted. I'm your host, Nikita, with my other co-host, Winchy, and some asshole named Exotic. Me and my co-host are going to be talking about Andor.
Is he even allowed to be a co-host anymore after that?
I mean, I can go over the fucking sleep. You want me to? I'm fine with
that. You love us. You love us. Shut up.
You're the one fucking trying to kick me off.
No, you kicked yourself off. No. There's being kicked like fucking 300 down the well, and then there's just jumping off the cliff. Brother, you are doing the latter.
You're making a big deal out of an opinion.
I don't know if I'm necessarily making a big deal. There's only 3 of us here, buddy.
Yeah, about to be two.
You're so salty.
I have lots of things to say about Andor. I preferred the first half of the show with the heist setup and everything like that, in terms of like the suspense and how in like awe of the show that I was, especially with the meteor shower thing when they're escaping. That scene is, I think, one of the best scenes in Star Wars ever. I thought it was fantastic. The cinematography, the suspense, I thought it was really good. And I also really enjoy whenever, what's his, low whatever, the old guy. What's his name again?
The one who owns the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Bro, don't get me on
Luthien? Is it Luthien?
Luthen?
Luthen. Yeah, okay. I was close. Yeah, when Luthen totally fucks up that Star Destroyer, the little baby one, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed the just like being the swashbuckling, not Han Solo type. You know, like actually plans out what's happening, plays it off really well, destroys the whole damn thing, gets away, cuts two TIE fighters in half with laser swords that come out the sides of a spaceship. I mean, what's not to love there? Prison scene's cool. You know, it's got good momentum to it, but I actually preferred the other like half of the show to the prison stuff.
I hadn't thought about splitting it like that. I hadn't thought about that, actually. I don't know which half I like better. I like both halves in their own right. If I had to rewatch only a part of it, where one had to be summarized and then you watch the other part, I feel like I would rather watch the first half summarized and then the latter part, because like I feel like the most important part was in the first part, was seeing that like Cassian really didn't give a shit. He was very much interested in his own cause. And then, you know, by the time he gets to Rogue One, he's super, you know, for the rebellion, doing what he has to, killing who he has to make sure that their side wins. I am more interested in seeing what influenced such a shift. And like right now we're seeing at least at the end of season one, you're seeing like, yeah, he's getting tortured by the Empire. Clearly anyone who's going to get tortured by the Empire is going to fucking retaliate once they get out, especially in someone like his situation.
Yeah, but I think if you just took out the whole prison sequence of the show, you could still get the majority of the sentiment across, like, and not really skip any details. Because after the heist, we have the little time skip, and then he goes to prison. A couple things happen, but he gets out of prison and then immediately goes back home, where like the rest of the show takes place, basically. Like, if you just took out the whole prison section, other than to tell you, like, yeah, he hates the Empire because they tortured him kind of deal, that's the only detail from the whole prison thing that you really actually, like, need to know, like, for the last two episodes of the series. And then the first half is him running away from home, meeting the kid with the manifesto, working together with the crew, the kid dying, him being upset, him taking the manifesto from the dead kid, all that stuff. Like, I felt like that was much more important to his growth than, okay, he went to prison, now he hates the people who put him in prison. I mean, that's a pretty easy to understand concept.
I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with you as far as growth is concerned, but I feel like when it comes to being more polarized, I feel like being tortured and in that system is a little bit more like polarizing than the manifesto of the kid that died.
I don't know, because like when he first comes onto the job, he's just a mercenary, right? And yeah, okay, by the end of the prison thing, he's decided to be, you know, full on rebel. But I don't know, I feel like there's a lot more growth from him coming on as a merc and then meeting the kid and talking about, you know, the rebellion and getting away, like, you know, winning or scoring in the heist, but then like half the people died, all the like fallout from that kind of thing. I don't know. I feel like that was much more impactful than, okay, we escaped prison.
I mean, we're still not disagreeing. What I'm saying is, like, yes, he probably grew more from that, but I'm talking about like switching sides. Growth doesn't necessarily mean a change in sides. You can still grow as a person and still think one way or another and be on one side or the other, rather. I'm not saying he didn't grow more in that time period. I'm just saying, like, without the prison thing, right, like, say he just goes on living the way he was living, he was never going to turn into the Empire hating rebellion leader that he was by the time Rogue One came, as opposed to if he just kept the manifesto, didn't get arrested. I don't think I don't think he gets the call to action the way he does if he doesn't go to prison.
I think,
but
he still does.
I still don't think. Because, but are you sure?
Yeah, because the Empire still pulls up to his home and like fucks with his moms, fucks with the girl, like tortures the girl, kills the one guy. Like he's coming back. Like that's what I'm saying. Like you don't need the prison sequence because he comes back and the Empire has fucking like destroyed his home and his mom's is dead. It's easy to just play that as why he switched.
Maybe. I don't know. I still think what I think. Like it's okay that you feel that way. I just it's a agree to disagree upon thing. I still
you
feel
can.
Like what do you what, you don't want to agree to disagree?
That's fine.
Toxic. He's like, I want these verbal hands.
Yeah, it's just like those portions of the shows that felt more well written to me, I guess. Like they built suspense really well. People dying, you know, the plot twists weren't too crazy, I guess. Not that there were many.
I mean, it threw me the fuck off when he got arrested, because I didn't see that coming the first time. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, neither did I. It's just stupid.
I would have been, I mean, like, I guess, like, you can't be pissed. There's nothing you can do about it, but I would have been so fucking mad.
You're just chilling at a tropical resort, and, like, you get pushed a little bit one time, and then all of a sudden, you're in prison working on Death Star parts.
You know what would have been cool? Very un-Star Wars-like, but if they had done an In Medias Res kind of thing with Andor, like, started off with him getting arrested, and it's like, you may be wondering how I got here. Then do the whole, like, heist sequence, and then at the end, you're just like, oh, shit.
It would be funny. Definitely not Star Wars style, but definitely hilarious.
I want some shit like that. I want some shit like that if Taika Waititi and the Star Wars thing goes through, because, like, wasn't there something about like him not getting the deal after all or something like that? Or are we still getting Star Wars Taika Waititi?
There was like some rumors of it getting canceled, but there's also been rumors of not canceled and script still being worked on and stuff. So I don't actually know. I'm just not liking Andor.
It just didn't catch me. I'm a Dave Filoni enjoyer.
You know it can catch you?
Not your hands.
These hands, buddy.
I'm saying they just have to have Dave Filoni write everything and I'll be interested.
When fucking Cyril's mom just starts bitching at him, like mom things, like I was triggered, but I loved it.
Jesus, like eat your fucking cereal, you dumb fuck.
God. Then the thing where he's like, your uncle got you this job, make sure you perform well. You don't want to make enemies. Like, mom, fuck, I know.
Jesus. How she sounded?
She did pretty sound kind of Lois-y. It was definitely, it was, you know what, and not only that, but like, you know, we're post-election results here, and Star Wars is political. I think another thing that it really shows well, too, is, like, the inherent misogyny of the Empire as well, because you have that one Imperial, what was she? She was an intelligence officer, right? And she's just, like, trying to do her job, and her colleague says something along the lines of, like, you know, make sure the ladder is stable before you try to climb it, when she's just she's doing her job and he's the one trying to get brownie points and shit. And it's like the Empire just didn't like women and they just wanted them to stay in their place and not try to move up. And she's just trying to do what she thinks is best for the Empire. The moments like that, when you see certain political issues and things that are in life also kind of come into the realm of sci-fi, sometimes it can be annoying, don't get me wrong, especially if you overplay it, but I liked the way that they did it for Star Wars, because like when you read the lore and legends, and I don't know if it's the same for canon, but like the Empire kind of all's in on the misogyny, you know, they only want human males to be the everything. I don't see much in Star Wars where they talk about color of skin. I just think human male is the line that they draw, and if you're anything past the line of human male, you're just less. So I kind of like to see the space racism. It's better than real life racism for sure.
It'd be sexism?
Well, both. The answer is yes. They are both sexist and racist.
Specious too.
Specious, yep. They're just xenophobes. I can't believe Exotic has nothing to say about this series outside of
I told you I didn't like it.
Bro, then talk about how much you hate it. Talk about what you didn't like.
I I told you, it just didn't capture me. I don't remember anything from it because I just couldn't get captured into it. I just couldn't pay attention. It just didn't ring into my fucking brain correctly.
You're lucky it's frowned upon to say the R word. Otherwise, I'd call you that. You know what? I'm going to say it. You're a cotton.
What?
You're a cotton. The R word. You played KOTOR. Hello, knock knock.
It's not ringing a bell. I'm sorry.
You don't know what the he doesn't know what the Rakatan Empire is, folks. He claims to be a KOTOR lover. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's also been like 2 years since I played it.
2 years. That's crazy. You know what? I'm gonna let you sit in that one. He's a self-proclaimed KOTOR fan, KOTOR lover, even, and doesn't know what the Rakatan Empire is. That's a wild statement.
Silence.
I hope you get hate mail for that one.
Go for it.
Please send in hate mail recordings to exotic@theforceunscripted.com.
We do accept your voice recordings. We will play them in his ear very loudly.
Sorry, I'm not a droid, so I don't just store every single tidbit of information that I gain.
I don't remember important parts of the story in my favorite game. Yeah, cool one.
Not my favorite game. It's my favorite Star Wars game.
That's what I meant.
Is it though?
Yep. Nah, bro, you're not winning this fight. I'm sorry.
I don't got the energy to fight with you.
Why don't you just look it up? Why don't you just Google real quick? Rakatan.
I know how to spell it. It's got fucking flashbang by Wikipedia. Holy shit.
I still can't believe you don't know about the Rakatan Empire.
I mean, it just didn't ring a bell, the name of it. I don't give a fuck about the two fucking long-eyed motherfuckers.
But they're so important to the story of the Old Republic. They're the people who made the Starforge.
Yeah, but they look ugly as a motherfucker.
Actually, I'm pretty sure they were created for KOTOR. Like,
love how Ben Quadanaros' fucking Wikipedia page is popular because of all this shit on fucking TikTok.
Who?
Ben Quadanaros. That's how I know you haven't been looking at the TikToks I send you.
I do. Is that the one that you sent me about, like, the guy and the fucking... he opens his drawer and it's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that.
Podracer.
I watch all the ones you send me.
About 90% of the ones I send you are about Ben Quadanaros.
I think you've only sent me two.
Every single one I've seen, I've sent to you. Just I sent you one today.
I know. That's the one I was thinking of, I think. Well, let me go check my ticky-tack. This bitch is still on his phone.
Fuck you, my dad's out of town and my mom's by herself, so when she calls, I gotta take it in case something's wrong.
So what I'm hearing is your mom.
No, what you heard was my own voice, actually.
No, your mom. Aren't you talking about your mom?
I'm talking about my mother.
Yeah, yes. So the topic is your mom, correct?
Yeah, but you weren't hearing my mom, which is what you said.
But am I correct?
No.
Man, eat shit.
Alright, so Brick3PO says... the Rakata were created for the video game Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Before that, the second edition rulebook for Star Wars, the role-playing game, mentioned alien traders from far off in the unknown regions who might have given hyperspace technology to humans. Anyways, there was an Easter egg about them in the opening part of Andor when they go back to his tribe.
KOTOR 2 was better than KOTOR 1 anyway.
Oh my god, no one cares. What the fuck? Just out of nowhere. What the fuck is this?
I paid more attention to KOTOR 2 than KOTOR 1.
So. Holy shit. I hate him. I fucking hate this guy.
I mean, we were talking about how I don't remember from, quote unquote, my favorite video game.
Your favorite Star Wars video game. I'll make the clarifications that you want to be asshole about that. That's what you want to hone in on here, I see.
Yeah. I like the second one more than the first one.
Okay, thank you for the extraneous information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So when are we doing an episode of Ben Quadanaros?
Oh my god. You got anything else to add? I fucking hate this guy.
To the topic of what y'all were talking about? No.
You're the not only really. I could talk to anyway. Fuck.
I mean, I really enjoyed the show, and even I, the Mandalorian fanboy, put the show higher in terms of quality, I think, than Mandalorian. It's just a really well done show. And even though, like I said, the prison sequence isn't like my favorite portion of the show, it still keeps momentum and suspense and whatnot. I don't think any portion of the show was really poorly written or anything like that. So I don't know. I think it was very well done. Mandalorian, I obviously liked it a lot, but I don't think I would ever put it above Andor.
Andor would have been better if it was written by Dave Filoni.
Oh my god. Of course Fox Boy likes Wolf Boy. Who would have thought? Well, that being said, Winchy, out of curiosity, where do you think they'll go for Andor season 2? And or where do you want them to go?
Well, it'll be, I mean, he's just starting out in the rebellion with Luthen. I'm assuming for a while, because it'll probably be about them like bringing together the groups of people more. Him doing like secret reconnaissance missions or assassinations, something like that. They'll give him some hard jobs to like prove himself. But I think we'll definitely see more of like Saw Gerrera and the others as they like join together and kind of become a more actual fighting force versus just a bunch of scattered warlords, quote unquote.
You know, do we know that they ever really get together? Like, specifically speaking with Saw, because the series Andor does focus a lot on Mon Mothma. And I just don't know that Mon Mothma and Saw Gerrera ever collaborated or worked closely together, because they're so diametrically opposed on the rebel side. Like I said, they're two sides of the extreme, one extreme pacifist and one extreme activist, right? So, or maybe we get to see maybe an event that caused the big divide between them, you know, that they'd never see eye to eye.
Well, you know, like they talk about the other like small groups of people, like the one dude that they let die. So there's other like groups of little rebellion pockets around. I'm sure they'll gather some of those in the next season. They may not get Saw, but the people like him, I just don't know their names.
Well, I was just asking because you had mentioned Saw specifically, so.
I mentioned Saw because he's the only one we actually saw like a character for.
I forget, during Andor, is that when Saw Gerrera is like older? Like he was in Rogue One?
No, I mean, there's 20 or like 15 years between them.
Between those two? Okay.
Because I think Saw is like 10 years younger than Obi-Wan, something like that. Can we get a fact check on Saw Gerrera's age in Andor?
I thought the Andor show was only like 5 years before Rogue One.
Is it 5?
I think so.
You might be right.
Because they're pretty far along in the construction of the Death Star.
True, because, and then I realized that Rogue One is the day of Episode 4, so that is 20 years after Episode 3.
Yeah, I think it's only 5 years.
Oh, so yeah, he is old then. Beep. Yeah, mid-30s.
Yeah, he did not age well.
I'm gonna say, because doesn't he have, like, that breathing machine because he's fucking, like, so old?
Yeah.
But, like, Desert Planet, it makes sense. Obi-Wan didn't age well either.
True. They don't got sunscreen in Star Wars.
Well, Obi-Wan's, like, in his fucking mid-40s. During the time of fucking Episode 4.
Yeah.
Wait, because like he's 23. No, so he's like in his early 50s because he's 23 in Episode 1. Wait, no. So he's like 30. So he's mid 50s. He's mid 50s. He looks bad for his mid 50s.
He's like 80 years old.
The desert will do that to you. Shit's fucking whack, yo.
Two sons.
Jedi Hood didn't save him.
Like, I was thinking about stuff that I wanted them to focus on for Andor Season 2, and I really want them to, like... First, I want to see what the fuck happens afterwards, because fucking ain't no way I'm jumping. Like, fucking leave me. Fry me, because I ain't finna fucking jump in the water. I can't swim. And I don't think anyone's gonna have my back, so fuck that. Just kill me. I'll starve. I'd rather starve than drown. But I want to see how they navigate the escape, and then what happens? Because how the fuck are they going to get off that world? You know that's a fucking Imperial lockdown world.
My understanding was that a lot of them got hunted down.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, Andor specifically.
Like, the guy himself?
Yeah, how the fuck does he get off the planet?
After the prison escape.
Yeah.
Are you mental?
Or maybe I don't remember the last episode.
The last? Yo, my guy.
What's up?
I thought you rewatched this.
Not recently.
There's, like... a whole sequence where him and the what's his face are like rock climbing, and then they run into those two alien dudes that catch him in a net, and then they let them borrow their spaceship, and that's how they get to the resort planet.
Oh fuck, I don't remember the finale. That's crazy.
Weird.
what the fuck?
Hey, look, I didn't know we were gonna be talking about Andor today either.
It was your idea.
Yeah, that happened as soon as we all got in the call. Oopsies.
That's how they get to the resort, and him and the other dude part ways, and then he's like on a bender for a little while, and then he gets arrested.
No. Dum Dum.
I'm
after
sorry. Not
that.
Not the. You know, he goes back. Sorry. He goes on the bender, gets arrested, comes back, gets his stuff, then he leaves.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't remember that part. So he goes back to the resort planet?
Yeah, yeah. And that's where him and the other guy split ways. The one dude from his crew that he escapes with. I forget his name.
Oh! Okay, I remember now. Okay, yeah. Then if that's the case, then I want to see how he gets back in touch with Luthen.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. You did not watch this show.
I didn't watch the last part. I could tell you anything else. Or I don't remember the last part. I know I watched it.
He realizes Luthen's at the rally thing where everything goes to shit after his mom died. And he sneaks aboard Luthen's ship right as Luthen's about to leave. And then he gives Luthen the chance to shoot him in the face. And then Luthen decides not to and Andor joins him on their merry little adventure.
Okay, now none of this sounds familiar.
Go watch the last, 5 minutes of the show.
I just go rewatch the whole thing, or the rest of the whole thing again. My last rewatch, I started, like...
No fucking wonder you're so stuck on the damn prison thing. Like, you didn't even watch the last...
I was watching the first... I was talking about the first part, too. What? What do you mean stuck on
the
prison
thing? No wonder, when I'm like, oh, the beginning and the end are like all you really need, and you're like, no, the prison sequence is great. Yeah, because you don't remember the end.
Isn't the prison sequence at the end?
There's stuff after the prison sequence.
Yeah, but that's still like the second half of the series. Doesn't the prison sequence goes up all the way up until the second to last episode, right?
Yeah.
That's the end, bitch.
The end has so much more stuff in it.
I've watched
that. You're clearly forgotten.
Clearly. I didn't deny that. Brother, you forgot we did a whole episode about Darth Bane. Don't get on me for this. You're not the one. You're not the guy, pal.
Yeah, but we record every week.
No, we don't.
Star Wars series come out once a year.
We don't record every... That's a lie. Cap.
We record at a decently ambitious cadence.
I like that phrasing.
Oh, I hate it here. Yeah, I guess I really don't remember much of the end after all. Kind of disappointing, I guess.
It's these days.
I'm older than you. I'm the oldest one here. I know the Cyril stuff was good. The stuff about, what was her name, Deidre? Who was the Imperial intelligence officer? Her story was good.
That sounds right. Deidre.
I think it was Deidre. I'm terrible at names.
Yeah, we know.
You're worse. Shut up.
I'm not denying it.
I think that's everything, though. I think we hit on everything. At least the stuff that I wanted to talk about. It sucks that Exotic sucks, but, I mean, that's a fact of life, so we just got to kind of deal with that one. Can't be upset about the things you can't control, folks.
How the fuck do I suck?
Well, you don't like Andor, so clearly you suck.
I said I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, that means you don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does that make me suck? Just because we have differing opinions?
Well, no, you just admitted that you don't like a good thing. So, I mean, you clearly suck.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah, but you don't like a good thing. Yeah, so that means you suck. You don't like good things. I feel like most people who don't like good things kind of suck.
All right, cut the chatter.
Thank you, Brick.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming back to see our closing thoughts about Andor. I do think it was a really good scene. I need to go back and rewatch it because I know I've... Some of the stuff you said sounds vaguely familiar. It's just my brain has failed me. It's weird that I don't remember something Star Wars because normally I guess I must have been going through some shit while I was watching. It's the only excuse I can think of. So this is going to be our last episode for season two. We're going to be taking some time, come back. The format of the show is going to be basically the same. We're still going to stick to the unscripted name, but we're going to have a way to make it a little bit more fun when it comes to the unscripted aspect of it. We're also going to finally have Brick3PO's character done, and we get to get some new art. You guys will get to see some new panels done by Jason. He's our artist. If you guys want to get in contact with him, reach out to us. We're basically his unofficial spokespeople at this point. And then we also have some new music coming too. I'm very excited. We've been working with an artist who also does music for a podcast that we've worked with called Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. I was referred to him by them, and so I'm excited to have you guys see that. We will be changing the song for our Force Facts segment, and we'll be having a song for our Versus segment also. So stay tuned. Those will be released a little bit before season 3, so make sure you stay up to date. But there won't be any regular episodes on Monday for a while. We will still continue our Force Facts in the time being. Expect us to come back with season 3 sometime around mid to late January. But until then, peace out, Girl Scouts. Thank you so much for watching. May the Force be with you, and we will see you all on the next one.
Later.
Later.
What the fuck? That's nice.